Okay, you're listening to Clonmelan coming to you with myself, Alan James, and we have Steve McKenna just come in after being doing the Roven reporting. We have a chap that's dropped into us impromptu, a chap called Ronan Leonard, who's a musician, a full-time musician, and he's dropped in two CDs of his music. And again, Ronan, thanks for coming in and chatting to us.
No problem
we,
at all.
We ended up talking to Ronan for a few minutes, but the problem is, for some reason, the radio didn't actually record the interview. So we're just having another quick chat with Ronan.
No problem.
Ronan, sorry about that, but it's just technology. It's just technology, the way it works on the day. So again, tell us all about yourself and what you've been doing.
The computer probably exploded because I was here.
The gremlins, you know?
I have that effect on computers. But no, this is a studio recorded album, my latest studio recorded album. It'd be my latest of five albums. This one is called Forbidden Fruit. And the title track is on there as well, Forbidden Fruit. So, recorded locally. I have my own studio, and Garvin Gallagher produced it. Garvin Gallagher he worked with Mary Black for years, bass player with Mary Black. He's also at the moment, you can see Garvin any Wednesday night in the Leeson Lounge in Dublin, a wonderful band there, Los Paradisos. They're fantastic. Great live music. So always support live music when you can.
Very good.
But this album, I launched the album there in the Leeson Lounge on the 4th of July. So,
and how many albums? You said you had quite a few.
This is my fifth studio album.
Wow, okay.
So, you have another one there called A Room Full of Dreamers. That was a while back. PJ Curtis produced that one. Garvin Gallagher will be on it as well. He's a bass player on it. Wonderful people like James Delaney playing the keyboards and stuff like that. That's the type of people we have. It's a studio recorded album, but all fantastic musicians on it.
Brilliant. And when you go out live gigging, do you have a full band with you?
If I'm doing my own music, normally, when we launched the album, we had the full band. It's kind of hard to have to have the full band on all the time. But we'll say we played support there to Christy Dignam and Joe Jules there about a month ago. And he was Stuart Crampton played with me a lot on that one, and I try as much as possible to have people with me. But then you do kind of singer songwriter nights and stuff like that. I'll be doing Kenny's down in La Hinch pretty soon. Mm. We're using a three piece, I think, fairly soon, playing support to Brian Kennedy. Here in Delvin Hall as well. So
fantastic. You know. And what about the whole idea? We touched base with it a few minutes ago about the whole X Factor and the record companies and A&R and them trying to mould people. And obviously you're a full-time musician and you're going to be out gigging. And tell us, are you interested in having a big company like Sony come in and give you a contract? Would that be good, and would you give away some of your artistic rights, or would you turn around and go, no, this is the way it's going to be?
If Sony took you on in the morning, they would tell you how it's going to be. That would be the way it would be, and there would be no harm in that either. It depends on what you want, really, you know. And if Sony, you know, music, it's highly unlikely, but Sony Music might actually take one of the songs and use another artist to actually use one of the songs. For instance, the first track off that Someday, is quite a, you know, it's a good poppy track as such. And then there's off another album that I have, The Reason, it's actually one of my songs that have been used on a small film at the moment.
And this is the whole thing about being a songwriter, being in the music business. It's not so much the performing and all that. I mean, performing is great. It's great on being on stage. But if you have somebody like Celine Dion or somebody coming in and saying, actually, I like your music, I want to sing that song. And you get that in the charts.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big money spinner, you know?
What that does is, it's not just about that song. That's wonderful that happens with that song. But then what happens is people start looking at your other stuff and what you do then, actually. So it's that is important, you know. For instance, there's one of the tracks, Take That Chance, which is quite country. You know, it's it's got a good country feel to it.
Yeah.
It's been looked at now by a couple of the country people. Nathan Carter is having a look at it and people like that. And if they use it, absolutely fantastic. You know, it's because what it does is it brings people into your music.
Yeah, which, of course, yeah. You know, and obviously we're down here at the moment at the Potato Festival, and you're from Delvin, born and bred, so a stone's throw away. So
yes.
This is your first time down here. What do you think of the actual festival?
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? And the fantastic young band on there earlier, really, really good.
Brilliant band.
Great to see lads, you know, live bands playing, and that's... I think it's all about the live music at the end of the day, you know.
Definitely is, yeah. Get away from the TV and go and see live bands.
Get away from the TV.
Support the bands.
You know, and support the bands and support you know, young bands and new bands and support live music full stop. Mm. Because, you know, and I know what happens is people do, you know, spend a lot of money going to see Rod Stewart and people like that. And like, Rod is doing great. You know, he doesn't need...
He's not short of a couple of quid,
He's not short of a couple of quid. But, like, there's a young band out there that I'm sure would, you know, love you to come and see them. And they're playing really well.
Yeah.
So, you know, support live music is the thing. Go and see bands.
Brilliant.
For instance, as I was just saying about Las Paradisos, they play in the Leeson Lounge, but the Leeson Lounge is now up for sale. Mm. And the likelihood of it being a great live gig, as it has been for years... it will probably go.
This is the problem I find from when I used to play years ago in the 80s. There was loads of venues out there. Mm. It seems to be a rarity now to try and get a venue to support bands. And what they were doing when I lived in the UK, they'd get in two musicians and they'd just say, right, I just want two, because they take up less space. And the music license says, I don't need one if there's only two guys or less. Mm. There's only one or two guys, they don't need a music license any more than that. So this is why they're cutting down on bands as well. Yeah. And you think, well, where can you go to gig?
Yeah, there is the singer-songwriter gigs out there, and they're grand, but the problem is with singer-songwriter gigs is you're sitting there singing to singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
And they're not really live gigs as such, whereas the Leeson Lounge is a live gig, and it's a gig, and people walk in off the street, and you know, you don't know who's going to be there, which is, you know, what a live gig should be.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could have A&R turn up, you never know.
Well, the likelihood of that is nil. So A&R men don't probably nearly exist anymore.
I'll tell you why I kind of disagree with you on that, because my brother-in-law works for a record company and he does do that.
Does he? Yeah. Oh, right. Well, then that's good to hear.
Yeah.
This is the first thing.
It's rare.
Yeah.
But he does go out. Yeah. He does get invited.
Yeah. It's probably as well. The thing that, you know, first probably sees it on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's where it's all happening. You know,
and of course, it's all about getting your music out there.
Yeah.
The more people hear it, the more chance you have of getting interest from it.
Of course, there is a huge problem in Spotify and stuff like that, you know, Spotify are not paying artists.
Yeah.
Full stop. Some artists had something like so many million plays, and he got a check of $2,000, and he actually went to the head of Spotify with this check, and even the head of Spotify was a little bit shocked and stunned by the fact that this guy that he knew so well walked in the door and go, you know, he says, yeah, I just got a check from me for 5 million plays of $2,000.
Yeah.
So
that's not right. I mean, this is your living, you know. Yeah. But Ronan, thanks a lot for coming in. Much appreciated for coming in and giving us the two CDs. We'll be playing these on our shows as well. Yeah. Tell us all about your website, where people can find you, where they can hear you, your email link and all that kind of stuff.
It's ronanleonard.com. You can go on there. And also on Facebook, you'll see it, Ronan Leonard Music. And it's all there. You'll be able to see some of the videos and stuff like that, and have a look at them. And as I say, on Facebook, you're able to see them as well. All the videos are on there as well. So, you know, have a listen to the music and sure, hopefully enjoy it, you know.
Brilliant. So thanks for dropping in. Much appreciated.
Go and see a gig.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever it is.
Whoever it is. Okay, just we go to a musical break. We'll be back after this.